When Aaron HaKohen finally concludes offering all of the karbanos as part of the dedication ceremony for the Mishkan, the Torah tells us that while he's up there, standing on top of the Mizbeach, looking out and seeing Klal Yisrael, he gives them the bracha, Vayisa Aaron es yadav el ha'am, Aaron lifts up his hands towards the nation, Vayvarachim, and he blesses them. Rashi tells us that this bracha is the Birchas Kohanim, Ya'ivrechacha, Ya'er, Yisa, formulated later in Parshas Naso, but already recited here by Aaron in Parshas Shemini. However, there's a basic machlokas in the Mefarshim, whether or not Aaron had been commanded to give this bracha. And I think that both perspectives point towards the same lesson, the same takeaway about the relationship between Aaron, between the Kohen Gadol, and the rest of the people. The Ramban is of the opinion that the bracha was spontaneously uttered. It was not a commandment from Moshe Rabbeinu. Aaron is up there on the Mizbeach, and he decides to give this bracha. The Ramban analogizes it to the bracha we find in Sefer Melech HaMalech, when Shlomo HaMelech dedicates the first base of Mikdash. So the Navi describes over there the bracha that he spontaneously gives. He climbs up on a platform next to the Mizbeach, and he gives a bracha to Klal Yisrael. So too, says the Ramban, Aaron HaKohen gives an uncommanded bracha to Bnei Yisrael. The Netziv in the Hamak Davar agrees with the Ramban, and he describes the scene. Aaron is up there on top of the Mizbeach. All of the karbanos are arranged in the pile. The only thing that is left, we are just waiting for the fire to come down to Shemayim to burn the karbanos. And at that moment, having finally completed all the details that Moshe Rabbeinu told him to do of the Avodah, Aaron decides to give Bnei Yisrael the bracha. And the takeaway here is very powerful. After all, Aaron HaKohen was commanded by Moshe Rabbeinu in extraordinary detail about every single karban, what to do with this part of this animal, that part of that animal, and Aaron followed everything that Moshe told him to the letter. Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Whatever Moshe commanded, Aaron did. He didn't deviate the tiniest iota. Now when it's done, Aaron finally has the opportunity to show his personality, to show what he wants to do of his own volition. And what does Aaron decide to do? What does he spontaneously burst into? He stands up on the Mizbeach, he looks out, he sees Klal Yisrael, and he just bursts out in bracha. Aaron lifts up his hands, and he blesses the people around him. We see then the piece of Aaron's personality. He does exactly what Moshe says. Every detail is there. I'll do it, I'll do it, I'll do it. The minute Aaron has the chance to do something he wants to, the minute that he finishes the Avodah, his spontaneous action is to bless Klal Yisrael. As I'm recording this, this may be instructive for thinking and maybe contrasting Aaron's behavior here with Nadav and Avihu. What could Nadav and Avihu's motivations have been when they do a self-motivated act of bringing the Esh Zara to the Kodesh HaKadoshim? But set that aside for now. I want to focus on a different perspective, that of the Bechor Shor, another one of the Rishonim. Because if the Ramban and the Netziv, if their argument that the Aaron's bracha, his Berkas Kohanim, was spontaneous, only later was this codified in the Doros as the obligation of the Berkas Kohanim, but it was spontaneous. Well, certainly that tells us, that instructs about Aaron's personality and his relationship with Klal Yisrael. The Bechor Shor argues the exact opposite perspective, but he says in one line, he says, what was this bracha? So writes the Bechor Shor, Sheneschanech af beverkas Kohanim. Aaron had to be trained in order to be prepared. Part of him becoming, his being sanctified as a Kohen Gadol, that required a Birkas Kohanim as well. Now the Bechor Shor is saying, on one hand, it's very different, right? The Bechor Shor is saying, this was part of the program, this is part of the process, part of the mitzvah. If you want to become the Kohen Gadol, here's the Karban Ola you have to offer, the Karban Chatas you have to offer, the Karban Shlam you have to offer, and the Birkas Kohanim that you have to give. It wasn't spontaneous. It wasn't Aaron's own volition, argues the Bechor Shor. It was required. It was part of the process of sanctification. However, Bechor Shor, the bottom line takeaway in terms of the relationship between Klal Yisrael and the people is basically the same thing, right? It's not enough. How does one become a Kohen? There are karbanos one has to give, there are avodos one has to do, all sorts of technical details that must be performed in the Mishkan. But it says the Bechor Shor, part of becoming a Kohen Gadol is blessing the people. That is part and parcel of the relationship. The Kohen Gadol is not some aloof figure who just offers karbanos. No, part and parcel of the job. He cannot become neschanich, he cannot become sanctified, he cannot become elevated as a Kohen Gadol unless he is blessing the people. The Ramban says that this offers a window into Aaron's personality. The Bechor Shor says this offers a window into the official requirements of the Kohen Gadol. Either way, it sheds light on that relationship of bracha, the close relationship between the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen, and the rest of Klal Yisrael, a relationship of bracha.